Around a little bit in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, and I came across a discussion: what happens if a boy becomes bar mitzvah on Erev Tisha B'Av? Normally, there is such an inyan that when you have a bar mitzvah boy, bo bayom, you're supposed to have a seuda, and the seuda would have a status of a seuda's mitzvah. So, what happens on Erev Tisha B'Av? Do you do a bo bayom bar mitzvah on Erev Tisha B'Av? So, I came across a tshuva from the Kleisenberger in Tshuvas Divrei Yitziv Chelik Arachayim Siman Reish Lametes, and just fascinating. It was written Chav Aleph Talmud Tavshin Membeis. It's around 1982, I think, and he wrote this tshuva in Woodburn, so not so far from here. I guess the Kleisenberger used to go to Woodburn for the summer. I don't know, but it says the tshuva was written in Woodburn, and apparently there's a bar mitzvah boy that his bar mitzvah fell out. His birthday was Erev Tisha B'Av, so the Shiloh parents wanted to know: should they go out of their way to do Sudas Mitzvah on Erev Tisha B'Av? Is there something wildly inappropriate about that? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tavkof Nun Aleph Seif Yud in the Ramah, at least, that Sudas Mitzvah Kigon Mila Upidyon Aben Siu Masechta Usudas Erichin rather, your Ochel Basar and Shosi Yayin, whoever is shaykh to the Suda can eat meat and drink wine. It's interesting that that's the Lashon. One of the common questions I got like five times yesterday is, can you join a siyum on Zoom and then eat whatever meat you want because you listen to a siyum on Zoom? So it seems like you need to be shayach to the su'udah. You need to be connected to the su'udah in one way. So if you're nervous about getting together because of social distancing and because of the pandemic, so you don't want to eat together, but so to create a sense of shayachus to the su'udah, it's unclear that just why watching a siyum on Zoom is enough to make you shaykh to the suda. If the person making the siyum is sending out the food to different locations to all the people so that they can partake of his suda, so maybe that makes it more of a shaykh to the suda. But shaykh to the suda means that you're connected also, that it's not just time, like they'll advertise every hour on the hour there'll be a siyum. All you got to do is log into the Zoom account, and then is there such a thing? Is
it?
Okay, so that, I know in restaurants they do, but like, can you imagine on Zoom that you could just, wherever you want, you could just, every half hour or whatever, you can just Zoom into a Zoom. So then it's not, you have no shaykhus to the person, you have no shaykhus at all to the su'uda. So, the Ramah writes that anyone who's shaykh to the suda can participate when there's a suda's mitzvah, and they can therefore be ochel basar and shosayayin even during the 9 days. But yesh letzam tzim shalalahosif. You shouldn't add on beyond that. In Shavuah shechal tishba betocha, we don't need to drink wine other than a minyan mitzumtzam. He says even on erev tishba, it's mutter to eat and drink wine if you have a suda's mitzvah, but only a minyan mitzumtzam. Only what's needed for the Su'udas Mitzvah. And that's what the Darkei Moshe writes in Darkei Moshe Aruch Os Hei. So it's interesting though, he gives all these examples of Su'udas Mitzvah: Mila, Pidyon Aben, Siyum Masechta, Su'udas Erisin, and he's missing one. How does he not mention Su'udas Bar Mitzvah? Su'udas Bar Mitzvah somehow doesn't make it onto the list. That's also Su'udas Mitzvah. How do I know Su'udas Bar Mitzvah is a Su'udas Mitzvah? So there's a famous tshuva in the Chavos Yair, where the Chavos Yair in Siman Ayin goes through all of the different Su'udas that count as a Su'udas Mitzvah. And Dagum Revav and Yerideas and Shin Sadi Aleph as well mentions that Bar Mitzvah is a Su'udas Mitzvah. So the Arafayim and the Magen Avraham is Mitzayin to the Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Chafei. But bottom line is, it doesn't mention it over here. So the Kleisenberger suggest that we could be mechalik between Shavuah Shechalbo Tisha B'Av, where it would be mutter to have a Su'udas Mitzvah and to eat meat and drink wine regardless of the type of Su'udah, of the type of Su'udas Mitzvah, and Erev Tisha B'Av, where it's maybe more kedai to be machmir and to be docha the Su'udah until after the Tisha B'Av. And he says that's why the Ramah leaves out, when he mentions all the other Su'udos, the Su'udas Mitzvah, on Erev Tisha B'Av, because the Yom Shel Shlomo and Baba Kama, Perek Dalet, Siman Lamed Zayin, quoted by the Magen Avraham and Siman Reish Chafei, says that if the Bar Mitzvah boy darshins, it's a Su'udas Mitzvah even if it's not a Bo Bayom. Meaning, of all of these things, there's only one of them that you can have the same exact Su'udas Mitzvah even on a different day. Pidyon HaBen, you got to do it on the right time. Siyum Masechtas, whenever you're making the Siyum. There's no other factor that comes into play. So Sudas Erisin is when they're having the Erisin. All of these things are on that day. But a Sudas Bar Mitzvah, while ideally Bo Bayom, it becomes Sudas Mitzvah, there's another way to make it a Sudas Mitzvah, celebrating the Bar Mitzvah, that if the Bar Mitzvah boy darshins, it becomes a Sudas Mitzvah, even if it's not Bo Bayom. Which is fascinating, because you would think that Bar Mitzvah boy darshins, that just means that they're saying Divrei Torah, and that's what makes it a Sudas Mitzvah. But that's not true, because any meal that you say Dvar Torah at does not become a Sudas Mitzvah. Then it would be much easier during the 9 days. You would just be able to say Dvar Torah at any meal. And then it's dafka a Bar Mitzvah Su'udah becomes a Bar Mitzvah Su'udah, even if it's not Bo Bayom, because the Bar Mitzvah boy is darshening. So you see that there were many that had a minhag to make the Su'udah even on a different day. And the Kleisenberger writes, V'chein Shamati Shiesh Osum Kein Bizmanenu. He said, I heard nowadays that sometimes people even make a Bar Mitzvah on a different day, not necessarily on Bo Bayom, but when it's convenient, the closest Sunday, or when the kids come home from camp, or whatever other factors go into deciding that. So he says, therefore, it seems most logical that we should push the Su'udah until after Tish B'Av, and then you'll be able to mekayim it berovam and besimcha tfei, with a greater sense of simcha. And that's the Lashon Magen Avraham quotes from the Yalkut HaChadosh, that to do berovam when there's a greater simcha, because it's a chiv to make a Su'udah by a bar mitzvah, ki yom shenichnas l'chuppah, is the Lashon that they use, that the Magen Avraham uses, that the Su'udah should be like the yom shenichnas l'chuppah, like the day that he gets married. And so it's better to do it the way it should be done at a time where it can be done properly, rather than to do it b'tzimtzum on Erev Tish B'Av. How do I know that it's better to do it later, even if it's not the ideal zman, if you can be able to do it better rather than to do it b'tzimtzum on Erev Tish B'Av? He says, a pashut araya, we have such a halacha when it comes to Kiddush Levana. Trumas Hadashin in Siman Lamed Hei discusses that it's better to do Kiddush Levana behidur on Matzoy Shabbos rather than to do it during the week. Why? Because Matzoy Shabbos is a greater hidur, it's a bigger rovam, more people are together, and everyone is wearing their Shabbos clothing, so it's really covered to greet the Pnei Shechina that way. So we delay Kiddush Levana in order to do it on Matzoy Shabbos. We delay Kiddush Levana to do it after Tish B'Av. We delay Kiddush Levana to do it after, well, Yom Kippur is a machlokas. But we apparently have this practice of sometimes delaying when you can do it better later. So that's a fascinating discussion, Stam, in terms of mitzvahs. Is it better to do a mitzvah Zviz Magdimin win out, or does Hidur Mitzvah win out, or Baravam Hadras Melech doing a mitzvah properly? But you see from that Shumas Hadashan that better to do it later. So we hear also. And then he says that especially nowadays that we tend to do this su'uda after the hanachas tefillin, so then you have to be choshesh that maybe the su'uda is going to run into the zman of the su'uda mafsekes, and that would be asr even with a minyan mitzumtzum. The Rashba in Yevamos Daf Lamed Dalet says that al pi rov the sa'aros are ba b'yom, and it could be that we should be choshesh for those poskim that are not that are not somech and chazaka the Rava over here. So another factor, he says, what are you going to do? You have to do it early in the day. So he says, when does the chazaka change? That a bar mitzvah boy has a chazaka that he has shtei sa'aros. He says that might only be later in the day that chazaka is to be relied upon. Maybe there's less reason to rely upon that chazaka. It's hard to imagine, you know, in the full expanse of the 13 years of his life that we're going to be so micromanaged, microanalyze when that chazaka changes, that within a couple of hours on the bar mitzvah is going to change. But he says maybe we shouldn't be samech on the chazaka derava in such a circumstance. And he says, and with the etzem asu'udah, there's a whole discussion in the poskim, who counts as the mezumanim, who counts as the people that are allowed to participate. In Shari Tshuva, he says about a bris milah, he quotes a minug that even other relatives that it would be their derech if the su'udah was on a weekday to dress up in Big Day Shabbos, that they too are allowed to wear Big Day Shabbos at a bris milah during the 9 days. But he says tzorach yin b'zeh. So the poskim have a discussion whether the minyan of 10 people means 10 people aside from the krovim, or 10 people only among krovim. So it's the whole thing is so difficult to figure out. And in order not to enter into machlokas, better to be docha the entire suda until after Tish B'Av. And he says, especially, there's a fascinating ha'ara he adds at the end, especially since the very next day he's not going to put on tefillin until chatzos, because they're called the pe'er, because that's the halacha and Tisha B'Av, they don't put on tefillin until chatzos. So better to be docha the suda. Not sure what he means by that. Maybe he means that the primary celebration of the suda is that you're celebrating his mitzvah of tefillin, so you want to do it when you can get some momentum in the mitzvah. But you're going to have him put on tefillin on Erev Tisha B'Av, and you're going to celebrate, and then the very next day he's not going to put on tefillin until after chatzos. Maybe, obviously, you'll still have him, if he's a bar mitzvah, you'll still have him put on tefillin on Erev Tisha B'Av, but lav dafka to then celebrate it. Celebrate it when he's going to be able to do it properly. So the Kleisenberger suggests that it happened to have been a year, 1982, I guess, that Tisha B'Av fell on Thursday like it does this year. So he recommends Motzai Shabbos Kodesh, you should have a beautiful Malka, Motzai Shabbos Nachamim, and it will be beautiful and everyone will be able to celebrate properly. But that's a more important factor than doing the Su'udah Bo Bayom of the Bar Mitzvah. Okay.